Or let's turn to the Colosseum indictments, and right up front, I expect you might decline to answer some of these questions because of the ongoing prosecution, but certainly some matters of past history are useful for the public to have a refresher on. I urge you to go as far as you can. What's your reaction to this investigation and its outcome?
Okay. Yeah, and just to, if I can up front, to say we have been urged by our legal counsel in order, frankly, not to hurt our case. This has nothing to do with helping Siam. I think my public comments about Siam in the past have been pretty clear. I have made it clear in the past that trying to deal with Siam was like trying to deal with a Soviet gulag. But moving forward, we are urged to be cautious in how we describe this particular situation because we want to maximize our chances of prevailing in this. It is, first of all, to answer your question directly, not at all surprising to me. Given my 4.5 years as mayor and 3.5 years of them, we had to deal with Siam. Actually, three years of my being mayor, I had to deal with Siam. There was information we couldn't get. They claimed it was private. That is absolutely absurd. We couldn't get information that many members of the public wanted about the books, about the concessions, about many things that should have been released.
Why not sue them?
Well, there are also costs in litigation. And we were also, we did kind of go back and forth to see how serious we thought these things might be. Once it was clear from our internal, external auditing and our own internal investigation, we are the ones who asked the state police to investigate this situation. And not some blogger, not anybody else. It's the city of Bloomington that about 1.5 years ago said, enough is enough. We also terminated, you know, any sort of discussion with continuing our agreement. They weren't willing to live up to our terms. We parted ways, and we asked the state police to investigate. And so that's it. That contract should never have been written the way it was. It should have never been for 10 years, all of those things. But I've probably said more than our attorneys would like me to say on that subject at this point.
Were you interviewed as part of the investigation?
No.
Why not, do you think?
I have absolutely no idea what goes in the minds of prosecutors. It doesn't mean that it's over, but so far I have not been interviewed, no.
Oh, do you think it has concluded or not?
As we go forward, there's going to be a trial.
Is the $1 million all that investigators think they can prove is missing, or is that all of the missing money?
That I do not know.
Are there potential other suspects out there?
I don't think so. That I don't know.
What effect do you think the revelations regarding the Colosseum will have on the city trying to move forward on any other projects that involve a city investment?
It's certainly not going to be helpful. Now, one of the things that we have done from the very beginning, since I've been mayor at least, is to try to make everything as transparent as we possibly can. There are some things that we do have to hold a little closer to our chest, but by and large, trying to let people know what's going on. And that's why I have an open house. That's why we now have an A+ in transparency by the Illinois Policy Institute. We're trying to let people know this is your government. Come on inside, take a look. If you've got questions, we'll try to give you answers. So we're trying as much as possible to restore trust in our city government. It makes it difficult when you have this. Now, this is, of course, what I would call a legacy cost. There's no point in trying to, from my perspective, go and point blame at who should have done what in the past. The thing that I do know now is I'm mayor. I need to do what I can to try to make the Colosseum as profitable or less unprofitable as possible, to make it the best asset that it possibly can be as we move forward in this community. And that's what I'm going to do.